Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Koman, Head of M&A Research and Strategy. It's Friday, 25th September 2020, and this week we're discussing the reopening of the Libyan oil industry. Essan, there was a major wildcard development this week in global oil markets in the form of the prospect of higher supply from Libya. Can you give us some background on the current state of play here?
Thanks, Ona. So yes, the demand side of the oil equation has really had all the limelight so far this year, given the impact of COVID-19 on oil demand. But it's in fact the supply side that's in focus this week, and specifically, as you say, Libya. So Libya's oil industry has all but shut down since January due to the civil conflict, is starting to show signs of reopening in parts. So what's happened is a Russian-backed deal to restart Libyan oil exports between the self-styled Libyan National Army of General Haftar and Deputy Prime Minister of the UN-backed Government of National Accord, Matik, is a cautious breakthrough in a really fragile oil industry in the country. Still very early days, and previous agreements to reopen have been mired in complexities, leading to a lot of failure. But the broad parameters of the new agreement state that revenues from oil should flow into the Central Bank of Libya before being split up through various financial institutions. However, despite initial resistance, it is likely that the gravitational shift will ultimately pivot towards the key players in the capital, that is Tripoli, accepting the broad contours of the deal, which will pave the way for a reopening of the fields. However, a lot of these core players and their vested interests react to each other is a source of pressure, and how this will play out in the days and weeks ahead will be extremely vital. Now, of course, Libya's national oil company has so far opened three ports, which are now classified as safe ports, with the end of force majeure, that is the legal status protecting a party that can't meet its contractual obligations for reasons that are beyond its control. But the NOC declared that it is evaluating security at the country's other export terminals, namely the Essaouira and the Ras Lanuf, which are the country's largest and the third largest oil ports, which still remain closed. So still a very fluid situation, but there is a real prospect that the Libyan oil page is promisingly turning.
But how bearish of a development is this Libyan development on the already fragile state of global oil markets, Essan?
Well, Ona, so to contextualize the scale of the return of this Libyan oil production, currently output is running at less than 100,000 barrels per day. A lot of it is still offshore. From pre-January 2020 blockade levels of more than 1.2 million barrels per day. Now, the LNA imposed a blockade on the country's five ports in January, so prompting the state-run national oil company to essentially declare force majeure on exports from the terminals. Now, whilst international oil companies, particularly Total, Repsol, players like OMV, Equinor, and Eni of Italy, are vying for the resumption of Libyan oil, there, however, remains considerable uncertainty on the sustainability as well as the magnitude and specific timeline of a ramp-up, given primarily political oil infrastructure as well as logistical risks. Now, with this in mind, we caution that the broader global oil market implications of this imminent prospect of a return of Libyan oil. Our expectations is for Libyan oil production to rise between 350 to roughly 650,000 barrels per day by year end, from at the moment 80,000 barrels currently. So a velocity similar in size to previous restarts in 2014 and 2016 in the country. Beyond these levels, larger production could be north of 850,000 barrels per day, is conditional on the reopening on the strategic Sitta Basin and fields that supply the central export terminals of Ras Lanuf and Essaouira in Libya's oil crescent. And this area has been the nexus, really, of the civil conflict and currently controlled by General Haftar and the Wagner Group, which is a quasi-private Russian military security contractor. Now, the NOC has said that it won't allow operations to resume at its oil crescent facilities until Wagner Group have left, and at the moment it seems unlikely. So factoring in the Libyan developments, alongside our bottom-up country-by-country modelling estimates, continue to point to a current global oil market deficit, with demand essentially rebounding at a much faster pace than supply.
What implications does this have for oil prices, Essan?
So, Ona, this is critical, of course, and to succinctly put it, a return of Libyan oil is really not a game changer at the moment for global oil markets, although theoretically it should be. And so we maintain our oil price forecast. So for us, Libyan politics is very fluid indeed. An absence of convincing, coherent, and a really a coordinated commitment to a legitimate political agreement. Yes, okay, the latest agreement has, you know, has a lot of merits, but it has yet to gain approval amongst the various core factions in Libya. So accomplishing sustainable oil outflows out of Libya still remains quite complicated. But having said that, tail risks do remain to the upside, and are indeed quite plausible, and the agreement has created a lot of space for production to increase. Now, oil traders were outmaneuvered in 2011 following the end of the first civil conflict, believing that the country's oil production will remain offline for years, whereas output actually rose quite sharply by more than 14x to roughly around 1.5 million barrels per day in less than a year. So despite our expectation of an additional 300 to 550,000 barrels per day of output by December of this year onto global oil markets, we think that this is likely to be offset in some degree by lower OPEC production, given the group's messaging during the JMMC last week that the non-compliant producers, that is UAE and Iraq, will deliver some compensatory cuts before year end. So with this in mind, we still remain resolutely bullish on oil price, given our thesis of the transition from relief rally to cyclical tightening, as the market has moved from chronic oversupply in April, May to a deficit by June, and it is expected to remain a deficit well into next year. So we forecast quarter end Brent and WTI Q4 levels at 49 and 45, respectively, and for 2021, we see Brent and WTI rising to average $57 per barrel and $53 per barrel.
Thank you very much for that insight, Ehsan. Have a good week and speak to you next week.
Thanks, Ona. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Check back next week for more insights from our global markets research team.